The Florida Unemployment Compensation Trust Fund did become insolvent as anticipated yesterday, and we began our first borrowing from the federal government to pay unemployment claims.
And how much is the state borrowing from the federal government?
We're going to borrow on an as-needed basis just to make sure that we're able to pay the claims that come up each day, and we borrow every day on a different amount.
Cunningham told a Florida newspaper that the state is authorized to borrow $300 million for August and $310 million for September, a request that is to be renewed to make sure the state only borrows as much as is needed to cover the benefits. According to the Federal Department of Labor, Florida joins 16 other states that owe money to the federal government now for unemployment benefits. In June, Governor Charlie Crist signed legislation that allowed an estimated 250,000 unemployed Floridians to be eligible for extended benefits. The legislation also amended portions of the unemployment compensation law related to the solvency of Florida's Unemployment Compensation Trust Fund in order to replenish the fund sooner than under current provisions. And it temporarily increased the maximum taxable wage base from the first $7,000 annually to the first $8,500 annually of employees' wages. But Florida Republicans rejected $444 million in federal stimulus money that was also available for unemployment compensation earlier this year. Dan Gelbers, a Democratic state senator from Miami Beach, who is running for attorney general next year.
The Republicans rejected nearly $500 million in federal stimulus money going to unemployment compensation. And I believe it was done just to sort of show how right-wing they could be, but not because it was what's best for Florida. The truth of the matter is we have almost 11% of our population unemployed. That's amazing. It's the highest it's been in more than a few decades. And the problem is it's probably only going to get worse before it gets better. The folks that are getting the unemployment compensation, they are people that are just trying to pay their mortgages and put food on their table until they can get their jobs back. And the idea that we would, in order to prove how right-wing we can be, reject that money makes no sense to me. And I think everyday Floridians are going to suffer because of it.
Currently, there are about 650,000 Floridians on some various type of unemployment compensation, which state officials cannot confirm if that was a record high in the state. Democrat Dan Gelber says that the state has an unemployment compensation system that was literally created before there were computers, which is why the system needs to be modernized. And so that's all that GOP leaders need to agree to in order to get the stimulus funds earlier this year.
So this was really just an attempt to modernize. But the truth of the matter is we could have accepted the money, made some changes, and then changed back if we wanted to. We could have done that, and it was very clear we could have done that. We could have made some changes to the system that would have qualified us to receive $500 million in additional unemployment compensation money that would have come from the federal government and would not have come from Florida businesses. But instead of taking that money, we decided we'd make a political, ideological point and say, no way, and we know better. And now Floridians, both unemployed and businesses, are going to be paying for it.
Robbie Cunningham with the Agency for Workforce Innovation insists that though the state is borrowing now from the federal government, those on unemployment won't notice any difference.
This process will be transparent to customers, and the bottom line is that customers will see no difference. Those who are receiving benefits right now will continue to receive benefits as scheduled. There'll be no change in process, no delays, and no lapse in benefits at all.